Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up to get on the phones, talk to our guy, Frank Schwab. You can follow him at Yahoo Schwab on X and Lord knows whatever other platforms are out there. I feel like I get people asking me to join a new social media platform every hour.
Oh, they're coming.
Frank, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm well, man.
Simple question for you, or requests, perhaps. Give me the top three teams in the NFL in order.
Lions, and then I should take a really long pause because there's a big, big gap to number two. I think Lions are just on a different tier right now, and I think yesterday kind of proved that in multiple ways. I'm still going to go with the Chiefs number two. I know they lost yesterday. I get that, but I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. Look, the Chiefs are back-to-back champions for a reason. They were 9-0 for a reason. They were if they get a stop on fourth down at Buffalo, they're down by 2 points, and we all know Patrick Mahomes was going to lead them to a field goal for the win, right? Like, so it wasn't like they got blown out by Buffalo yesterday. They just lost a road game against a really, really good Bills team. So I'm not convinced that the Chiefs are slipping or anything like that. That was a tough loss for them, an important win for the Bills, but I'm not falling off the Chiefs bandwagon. Many times I've underestimated them before, and I'm trying not to do it again. And then I had the Bills at a pretty close three. I think the Bills are a good football team all around. For all the heat Sean McDermott gets, he's a pretty good coach. Like, the results are there, just haven't made a Super Bowl yet. So those are my three, and I mean, I don't even know who else I'd consider. Like, do we really trust the Steelers are this good? Not really. Like, Eagles, maybe. The Eagles are up there. They might be, knocking at the door, but the Ravens have taken four losses. Like, it's a pretty top-heavy NFL right now where we can reliably say, how many Super Bowl contenders, true Super Bowl contenders, do we have right now? I don't think that number's higher than five. And that's kind of crazy to say before Thanksgiving.
And when you look at it, like Detroit, you said that they are hands above everybody else. What is it about them that makes you all say that?
Everything. They do everything well. The defense, I mean, we were all worried about the defense without Aiden Hutchinson, but they've been really good on defense without him, shockingly enough. So even their defense hasn't been an issue. Special teams are great, and then the offense just can score whenever they want. Like, Goff had that weird five-interception game that we all watched, right? Other than that, he has been about perfect for about a month and a half. Like, they're just so in rhythm in that offense. They have so many guys. Like, Sam Laporta didn't play yesterday. One of NFL's best tight ends didn't play yesterday. And two tight ends for the Lions score touchdowns as they score 52 points. Like, they just have it humming there. I think it's weird to say this, and I'm old, so there's a lot of history here when saying this. It was the first time in my life I can, with a straight face, say that the Detroit Lions are the best team in football, right? Like, we've all known the Lions forever to be this horrible, terrible organization. You look at them right now, the way they are built and what they're doing, and we can, with a straight face, say the Lions are like a model organization in the NFL. From the top down, they've done this the right way, and I don't think they're going anywhere. I really don't. I think this Lions team's going to be really good for a while, and good for them. Detroit fans deserve this, don't they?
Frank, let me ask you this question. Jared Goff has a bad game. They just rail. Other guys, Josh Allen has a bad game. People go, oh, but he's still great. What is it about Goff that doesn't get him the level of respect I think he deserves?
I don't know. I've never, and here's a guy who he made a Super Bowl with another team.
Right.
It's not like he was awful with the Rams. Yeah. They were really, really good and made a Super Bowl, won a horrible Super Bowl, but whatever. Like they were in the Super Bowl. They were down by 3 points in the fourth quarter. Not like they got blown out either. So I don't know. I just think it's something about him. I mean, and the fact that, I mean, Sean McVay gave up on him. So I think that people took their cues from that of, oh, this guy isn't very good. Sean McVay wanted him gone and et cetera, et cetera. But I think that he's found his home. He's confident. He was a former number one overall pick for a reason. It's not like the guy is just some scrub off the street. Like, he was a first overall pick. He's won a Super Bowl. Or
he's got
a Super Bowl with another team. And now he just is in such tune with the play call with Ben Johnson, who's just a fantastic play caller, that this offense can do whatever it wants, whenever it wants. This is maybe not the 1999 Rams, but it's close. Like, that's the hip-hop offense they have, where they can just pick their spots. They, you know, hey, you're really weak up front. Well, here's our elite offensive line. We're just going to run you over with our two running backs all game. Like, they can do that if they want, or they can say, here's a perfect pass rating from Jared Goff today. Like, their diversity on offense is really impressive.
Well, dude, the other thing with Goff that I don't think gets talked about enough, because we talk about Allen or some of these guys, you saw it yesterday on the 9-yard out route touchdown he threw to St. Brown. The zip required on that throw, especially into the end zone, that was an absolute laser, man. Mm-hmm. Just an awesome throw. And you're seeing that week after week with this dude.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people will say, and you're right, his physical skills get kind of ignored, which is weird, because again, he was number one overall pick of the draft for a reason. Like, it's not just some slappy. Like, he has some skills. He has a good arm. He has all this. And, you know, people will say, oh, he's just a product of the system. Well, you know what? There's like five guys in the world who aren't a product of the system. Like, Lamar Jackson's not a product of the system. Neither is Patrick Mahomes or, you know, all the list. Josh Allen, you know the list.
Right.
Everybody else needs to be in a good system. Everybody. And that's okay. Like, you need coaching. Coaching helps. Yes. And he's getting great coaching right now. And he's got great help around him. St. Brown's an awesome receiver. And Jameson Williams is coming alive. And LaPorta when he's healthy. And the running back. Everything helps Jared Goff, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be, if you're not Patrick Mahomes, you stink. Like, he's where he needs to be. He is in the right system for him with the right teammates around him, and there's no question in my mind the Lions can win a Super Bowl with him this year.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. You can give him a follow at Yahoo Schwab, YAHOOSCHWAB. I'm going to ask a couple more questions. Who's going to win the NFC West?
The 49ers, let's talk about the 49ers, because that's where you're getting at, because that's what we all want to know. Like, what has happened to the 49ers this year? I don't get it. Like, everybody says, oh, the injuries. Well, they're not really that much more injured than everybody else by this time of year. I get Brandon Ayuk being injured stinks. Like, that's a big loss for them. I think if you went to just about every other team, they have some kind of injury they're dealing with too, whether it's Aiden Hutchinson or whoever. Like, by this time in the NFL season, everybody's kind of as beat up as the 49ers are right now. I'm not just going to give them a pass because of their injuries. Like, no, you got to overcome some of these injuries, and they haven't done that. And we're sitting here, it's mid-November, and they're a 500 team. Well, at some point, that's just kind of who you are, right? Like, this, I keep expecting the 49ers to show up. Like, they're going to – I honestly expected them to win 34-3 yesterday against the Seahawks. I really did. I was like, at some point, this train is going to start getting on the tracks and start rolling. And it just isn't happening for them. And I keep, you know, chasing this dragon of the 49ers from the past couple of years, and they were really the NFL's dominant team. And it's just not happening. And so I don't know. When you ask me who's winning the NFC West, 24 hours ago, I would have told you 49ers are going to get it together. They're going to be fine. I don't know that I'm there anymore. And I think it might be the Cardinals. Like, what? Why am I hating on the Cardinals? Well, it's because of what I thought about them in the preseason. Let's be honest. I thought the Cardinals' defense was going to be bad. I thought their offense was going to be fine, like fun, and they're going to lose a lot of shootouts and whatnot. But I'm ignoring the fact that the Cardinals' defense, with Jonathan Gannon in charge, has been way better than anybody expected. The offense is coming alive. I think they've won four in a row, and every single game they look better. Why shouldn't I pick the Cardinals at this point? So there you go. There's my answer. I think the Cardinals win this division. I finally have to quit the 49ers. I'll do it on the air with you. I finally have quit my 49ers addiction. I'm not going down this road anymore at the 49ers. I just have to admit to myself that they're a very mediocre football
team. Is that window closing for them?
Because here's why. Because Brock Purdy's going to get paid. That's why. People have gotten on me and whatnot, and I get why, but I've said I wouldn't pay Brock Purdy if I'm the 49ers. And it's not even anything against him necessarily, but do you think the 49ers can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy making $55 million a year? Because my answer is no. I don't think they can. I just don't think so. And so, but the 49ers are going to pay him. Like, that's going to happen. Like, we all know that. Then no use in arguing it. So once they pay Brock Purdy, probably $55 million a year. That's probably what he's going to get. That's going rate at this time.
That's great.
I just think that everything else about the 49ers gets tougher. You can't have a Trent Williams and a George Kittle and a Deebo Samuel and a Christian McCaffrey. Like, all these luxuries that they have because the quarterback's making peanuts, that goes away for them. And so when you ask me if their window's closing, I kind of think it might be. It's teetering, let's put it that way. I still have faith in John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. They're going to be good, and Purdy will do well. He's a good quarterback in that system, obviously. But I just think the window for winning a Super Bowl might be closed because you don't have that unbelievably stacked roster you've had.
We're talking with Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports here. You can give Frank a follow at Yahoo Schwab. Dude, let me ask you this, just because when this kind of stuff starts kicking, it doesn't always go easy. This was just brought to my attention anyway. This dude, Grant Cohn, out in San Francisco, that covers the Niners, is kind of getting into this back and forth with Kyle. You know this dude? Did you see any of this stuff? Because it just, I don't know. I've been around.
When coaches start to get pissed at
the media, it's not a great place to be.
That's kind of when it goes. You know, it's going south at that point. I covered Kyle's dad for a long time, so I know where he gets it from. So I don't know Grant. I know of Grant, and yeah, he can shake things up a little bit out there sometimes. But yeah, it's like when you're a 5-5 football team, everything stinks. Like when you're expected to be a Super Bowl team. Like there's some teams that would take 5-5. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 5-5 right now. They'd be pretty happy, pretty thrilled. But the San Francisco 49ers being 5-5, everybody's gonna be grumpy. And that's why, like, I know this isn't where you're going, but people who are like, oh, this team's just going to tank for draft picks. If you've been around an NFL locker room, an NFL facility during the season, you realize how miserable it is when you're losing. Like, you guys know, like,
toxic.
Just being around it, you could tell. I could walk into an NFL locker room today and tell you if that team's on a losing streak or a winning streak. Because
100%.
The music's playing in the locker room, everybody's happy, everybody's chipper when you're winning. And so, yes, it doesn't surprise me that Kyle's a little antsy right now, because this is not the season that sort of 49ers signed up for, and everybody in that building is miserable right now.
For sure.
Totally.
A building where it's not miserable, Pittsburgh. Who's going to win the AFC North?
Oof, I'll tell you. At some point, again, it's our notions of these teams, and we keep thinking the Ravens are going to be that team, but their pass defense is not good. Like they're 32nd in the NFL in pass defense, and I think that's their fatal flaw. Now, that's not why they lost yesterday. I get that. It was a different type of game. But I think when you look at the Steelers team, you start to ask, what's the weakness, really? Like, that defense just shut down Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry's offense that I didn't think could be stopped. Like, that's a really good offense they shut down. The offense with Russell Wilson, been pretty good. I mean, it wasn't great yesterday, but they were consistently scoring 30 points. Russell Wilson is their starter. They can run it well. They're tough. The Mike Tomlin, I mean, we didn't think he was a Hall of Famer before this year, and I did. He's punching his ticket right now. Everybody wrote off the Steelers. Everybody. You can go back. Over the summer, all the podcasts we do, I was like, this is the year the streak ends, and they're going to have a losing season. No, they're 8-2. Like, he's unbelievable.
The stones to bench Fields when he did.
I know. That was the move he had to make. And I didn't think it was the right move. And all these people coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, I thought Russell Wilson could work with the Steelers. Yeah, whatever. I didn't hear you saying that. Dude. 8 weeks ago, like that wasn't what you were saying, but fine, if you want to live in that fantasy world, you can. I wasn't. I thought Russell Wilson was cooked. I thought he was done. And
I thought
Mike
Tomlin's
and Mike's the only guy who saw it, and it worked out perfectly.
And me
so,
and Mike.
When you ask me who's winning this division, I think it's the Steelers because I can point to the Ravens' fatal flaw. I don't really know that I know the Steelers' fatal flaw.
I will say, B, when Tomlin made that call, we were live on air, and B was like, I get it. He wants more in the pass game. And Brian
can't win in this game without passing.
Brian's been proven correct on that one. All right, Frank, last one. Our friend Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports. Give him a follow at Yahoo Schwab. Right now, the Commanders are the 7th seed in the NFC playoffs. Are the Commanders making the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I mean, man, I was one of the few things I've talked about all the things I got wrong. One of the few things I got right in the summer was telling everybody who would listen. I thought the Commanders would be a playoff team. They'd be the surprise team in the NFL. I just believed in Jaden and also Dan Quinn and what they're building that much. So I hope they do. I want to be proven right on something this year. but no, I think that. Look, they've lost a couple tough games to two really, really good football teams. I have the Steelers and Eagles in my top five. Like, I mean, so I'm not – and if they make that fourth down midway through the fourth quarter against the Eagles, they might end up winning that game at Philly. Like, that's right. Just when the game turned and Saquon kind of took over. It got away a little bit. We all watch that game. That game was close. That game was there for the taking. So I'm not off this – Commanders bandwagon, and I'll tell you this, their next three games, I don't know them off the top of my head, but I know it includes the Cowboys, who are absolutely awful.
Cowboys, the Saints, Titans, Cowboys, Titans, bye week at Saints.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, if they lose one of those games, all of a sudden I'd be like, ooh, that might have cost them. But if they handle business the next three games, they're in the playoffs. That 10 wins, and they're making the playoffs, and they deserve to make the playoffs. They've been a really, really good football team this year. Jaden Daniels, look, trust me, I'm already in Colorado here. I'm already hearing Bo Nix is actually a rookie of the year. No, come on, let's stop. Let's stop. Jaden Daniels is a rookie of the year, and he's going to ball out in the next three games. They're going to go 3-0, and they're going to make the playoffs, and they deserve it. I think the Commanders have had an awesome year, and can't wait to see where this ride is going, because I just think Jaden's great. I think he's going to be a star for many years to come, and I'm happy for the people in Washington, because Man,
it's been a long time.
For a long time, and so I hope they make the playoffs. I just think it's a fun story and a fun team, and like I said, I think they really deserve it.
I'm with you, man, and I think it's important to keep perspective on the Jaden Bo Nix thing. I mean, Jaden's done some historic stuff. Bo Nix is playing well, and that's great.
Playing well, yeah.
There's also the
great,
stupid.
Yeah.
In my years of covering Washington, not just like following the team as a child, but in the years I've covered this team, they've had two rookies of the year, Robert Griffin III and Chase Young. If Jaden doesn't get that award, I really don't care. I understand that people care about the award, but like Bo Nix can have it, man. It's long-term success, and I think Jaden is absolutely on the track for that.
Yeah, he's having an unbelievable rookie season, and you know, we'll see where it goes. Look, it's a long season, and maybe Bo is going to ball out the rest of the year. They'll make the playoffs. Washington does it. But yes, we're so caught up at the moment of like, oh, Bo Nix threw four touchdowns yesterday. He's a rookie of the year. No.
Right.
Jaden's been awesome. And
one game,
and
win
I
all.
Just have nothing but respect for that guy.
For sure.
Yep.
Hey, Frank, thanks for the time, brother.
Appreciate
we'll
you,
have
Frank.
To do it again soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. Really good stuff right there. Speaking the truth when it comes to this, I don't know why we're trying to generate like rookie quarterback competition. They're not playing each other. What the hell are we talking about? Who is the leader, though, for the NFL MVP race? Let's explore.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. As we go to Texas for the Battle of Texas, we're going to find out if the Texans are going to handle the Cowboys on the Monday night matchup. Anytime touchdown, Joe Mixon. Over rushing yards, let's go with Joe Mixon again. And then I'm going to go with the over receiving yards in Nico Collins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, official soundtrack to Sexrobics 101. Listen, I don't know.
It's
that
getting stronger.
And stronger. I just did a ginger shot. I'm feeling it.
I want sexual healing.
I don't know.
Jeff, that song is too slow to be moving that fast, though.
That's Sexrobics, baby.
His rhythm is off, dude. Every time I see Jeff try to dance, I'm like, dude, I don't know if he listens to the words of the music.
That's not dancing, brother.
No, boy.
You were doing was dancing. That's right? What you were doing?
That's Sexrobics.
You would get kicked out the bed doing that stuff you were just doing.
That's Sexrobics.
Listen, a lot of people listen to this station. A lot of people.
They probably like these people.
They give us lots of different numbers. The numbers are big. There's lots of people, you know, all day on the stream,
yeah.
Social media. I have a simple piece of advice for all the people.
Scott.
If the one and only Jeff Walker ever looks you in the eye and said, yo, have you heard the news? You never know what's coming next. So Jeff, I was just in the aquarium. I was hitting putts, eating candy. And Jeff said, yo, JP, have you heard the news? And I said, Jeff, save it for the air and tell me now. So I have no idea what this could be. Jeff, what's up, man?
JP.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, I have, like, a weird obsession with, like, aliens and stuff,
right?
I do. And wanting to drive, like, the UFOs and fly them, right? Well, I found out this weekend that possibility may, you know, come quicker to me than possible.
Right, dude, wait, how?
You're gonna fly a UFO?
You know I'm a fisherman,
so,
right?
So, aliens like the fish, too, then?
No, it came out this week that there has been UFO phenomena coming from the ocean. So I'm like, all right.
But you're going to a pond.
Nah. I could get on the ocean and say, to fly a UFO, I'll go find Moby Dick anywhere.
Just so there's too many ways JP going to take that. So you right now.
To fly a UFO, you'll go find Moby Dick. All right. Landville, I can officially say Jeff's news of the day did not disappoint. What makes you think you'll be able to fly a UFO?
Because, bro, like, my vibe is, like, real good. My vibe is real good. And I just think, like, they'll come and be like, hey, yo.
You seriously need some help, boy.
Who is this funny human right here? And I'd be like, hey, yo, down on my planet, I drive motorcycles. I don't know if you know what that is. But it's pretty fast on the road.
I want to see you get some alien walk up. You're going to be talking like that. You're going to be probably. That's the day you're going to run that damn 4540. When you see the alien and take off running.
I think they would like me.
Jeff.
I don't judge.
Everybody out there listening right now, you see what the hell we deal with every day?
Here's the thing.
I'd be like, look, I'm from the city where Jaden Daniels is.
You like me, bro. I don't know that people understand. Jeff's a funny guy, and he's messing around.
No, he's not.
Deep
he's
down,
100%
in his,
serious.
In his heart, he believes he could talk an alien into letting him drive his ship.
He is 100% JP, serious.
I am 1,000% serious.
Look, I know.
We know they coming, bruh. But just let me fly. Let me fly.
Okay. We made that clear.
Well, I'm just going to tell CK. CK? I don't know what we do these days, but you need to check this dude.
In about three to four years, if we make it to the Super Bowl with that, picture me coming out in a spaceship, just pulling up, floating down to my seat. That would be tight.
Yeah. That would be cool, man.
It would be cool as hell.
Michael Jackson couldn't do that. Prince and couldn't do what? That. Guess Jeff Walker can.
Guess who else is going to not do it? Jeff Walker won't be doing it.
Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to land in their seat at the Super Bowl. I mean, being
you come flying through
the
helicopter, they're going to be. You're going to see every fighter pilot and plane shooting you down.
All right. Shout out to Jeff.
Man, Jeff was a good dude.
Good
man.
Luck with the UFO.
He's a damn fool is what you are. Jeff cooked some gumbo yesterday.
Oh, bet. I'm on my way.
Oh, no, we moved. I got new address.
We moved. all right. Wiz play tonight at the Knicks. Did you catch any of that Wiz game last night, B?
No.
Wasn't great.
Every time you ask me a question like that, I already know it wasn't great.
Lost by 20 at home to the Pistons.
I'm going to tell you what happened last night. I'm watching the game, and you know I like to lay in my little spot.
Uncle Nearest.
And when he hit the fourth quarter, no Uncle Nearest. That damn couch. That thing, boy, look. I woke up like 2-something.
That's tough.
Dude, I could get in that spot. It could be daylight outside. I could be wide awake. Lay down right there, and I guarantee you, 15 minutes later, I am done.
That's tough, yeah. I called it early. I didn't watch the end of the ball game just because I was exhausted, but.
I woke up, watched the end of it, and then I thought I had gotten up to go to my bed, but then when I woke up, I was still on the couch. So,
so we know what the Wizards are. They're rebuilding completely. They currently have a 2-10 record and have lost 8 in a row.
Yeah.
So it ain't going great.
Well, it's going exactly as planned.
Right. Now, do you know?
Not for us, but for the people in charge.
You know who has a problem? Yo, the Sixers, Embiid, playoff P, a whole lot of money being spent. The Sixers are 2-10, B.
Bruh, the Sixers, with all this Embiid stuff.
Trouble.
My whole thing is, listen, man, when you start treating the individual bigger than the team, I don't care what sport you're in, you won't win.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, his little issue with Marcus Hayes up there, you know, but it's bigger than that. So you owe it to those fans and to your teammates to be out there trying to ball. But Marcus bringing up his brother and all that stuff, that was fairly stupid. But you owe it to the guys you go to war with, you know what I'm saying, and the people that pay the money so you can live like you do, you owe it to them.
We'll go around the room on this real quick because tonight is not the, but the NBA Cup has started.
The what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that thing when they do the midseason
thing? Weird courts. Lanville, how excited are you for the second year of the NBA Cup?
Man, I can't even describe to you how excited I am for it. It just seems
it's awesome.
It's just awesome. It's great. You know, it's a serious competition that everybody take serious, and has a lot of legitimacy.
Lanville, what are you more excited for, the NBA Cup or that day when Jeff finally achieves his dream of driving a UFO?
I'm going to be honest. Jeff driving a UFO would be kind of awesome.
You know we're going to be right next to him in his seat, his partner.
He'll pick you right up.
Him and the Stallion.
Jeff, how excited are you for the NBA Cup?
The what?
I mean, it's cool. I just can't get past those floors, dog. It make me look like I'm playing.
You ever make you look like you're in space.
Like backgammon or something. Like, what is that?
Backgammon's kind of a good call. They are wacky. Brian, how excited are you for the NBA Cup?
Listen, man, I don't care about nothing midway through the season. I care about stuff at the end. Be there at the end. Don't win no midseason championships and tell me anything about how good you were.
The Wiz lost their NBA Cup opener. They've got another one Friday against the Celtics, I believe. They have a game tonight against the Knicks, which I'll probably watch. Dude, you can go – tonight's not a bad – once the football game starts, 8:15, you can go football, Wiz, and Caps all on at once.
Wait, so the Wizards lost, but they're still in the tournament?
You're not going to do that on my TV.
Yeah.
What a dumb tournament.
All on one TV. I don't want to watch all that stuff, though, Jay.
You know,
that's why your mind's so –
You want to watch the Caps.
Yeah, I watched the Caps in the football game. The rest of the crap, I don't want to watch none of that.
Tonight is not an NBA Cup game, though, Brian. It's just a regular game.
What's the difference?
See, that's my concern.
If you don't have the weird floor, it means it's not an NBA Cup game?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
I think when you start to, like, you know, the NBA playoffs are the absolute best. And so everybody already knows the NBA regular season kind of is a subpar version of the best product.
Yeah.
And now you're splitting it in half with these Cup games.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
Another thing I don't get, and we touched on this earlier, but I hadn't heard this audio, so I want you to hear it just in case you haven't. The Bengals ownership are cheap bastards and have ruined what could be a great team. You'll hear it next.
On it. I know you want it.
B, some sad news and then some positive news I wanted to share. I imagine you...
Sad news, but positive?
Two different news items.
Okay.
I imagine you knew this person as a young girl. Jack Kent Cook's daughter recently passed. There was an obituary. She was 36 years old.
Ooh.
Was there a little girl when you were playing?
I don't think I ever met that person.
Maybe she was never around the facility or whatever. Yeah. But that's awful to hear. I hope everything's okay with the family. Much different, better news. A few different things I wanted to go over. Obviously, it's going sideways with the Bengals. Jamar Chase last night after the game was asked about the game, and he was pissed. We can't play the audio, really, because it's not a happy batch of audio. But Jamar Chase was asked how to close out games at the end, how to fix their inability to close out games. He said, ask Zach, ask the coaches, don't ask me. I just play football. I don't call the plays. So what happens.
In other words, I should be involved with the play calling.
No, I think that's more just his frustration with the whole organization.
Yeah, but any receiver I know, and don't get the passes down the stretch, it's going to make that type of comment.
Yeah. I mean, Chase, it wasn't that he didn't get the ball. They just can't stop anybody.
They can't.
Joe Burrow was asked, is this the most frustrating season you've ever had? He said, yeah. The reporter said, why? And he said, it's pretty self-explanatory. And, like, I don't – if you think you know Burrow versus Herbert, right? What has happened between those two is all of a sudden the Chargers got a really good coach and a really good GM, and they're coached and playing different. The Bengals are kind of just going the same way. And I just think watching this flip-flop where Herbert's numbers aren't nearly as impressive, but he's playing good football. Burrow's outrageous, but they're 4-7.
Yeah.
You know, like, end of the day, you are what your record is. That Bill Parcells said it, not me. Last thing before we make some bets. Landfill, I think the right person for this is Hoffman, but I'm open to ideas. The Washington Spirit got into the championship game Saturday night, 8 o'clock. We're going to do a Spirit segment getting ready for the championship game. They're really good. Trinity Rodman is outrageous. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed watching some of that, mostly with my daughters. We went to a game this summer. It was a ton of fun. We're going to do a Spirit segment before the end of the week. Now, Landfill, let's make some bets.
Heard it here first.
All right.
My name is Jeff.
Won the week last week.
Definitely not you.
You didn't.
Yeah, I was out of it last
week. Yeah, I won it. Okay,
I want
move
it.
To this week.
Tonight, I don't know who I'm taking. I'm still looking because you can't take the money line from what I saw for Houston versus Dallas.
Give me the Texans, -7. In hell, we don't have much time. And give me a Joe Mixon anytime
I'm taking
touchdown.
The Texans.
I'm going anytime touchdown and a Texans. Joe Mixon is anytime.
B's taking Mixon for a TD and the Texans. Landfill, you're taking the Texans? Is that correct?
Yep.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, give me the Texans.
Oh, hell.
-7. And give me the Wiz +14.5.
All right, there is a system pick to be had tonight. I'm just saying, if you were into those sorts of things.
I mean, come on, go on this pick, Dallas. You know you want to. You always wear silver and blue.
I never wear silver and blue.
Gray and blue, whatever you want to call it.
No system pick for me. I am taking... Hell, I'm taking an Ovechkin goal. Can I take that? Bang. Ovi to score.
There you go, Jay.
That's what I'm taking. Caps, Utah at 9 o'clock. Thank you to Joe Beninati for joining us. Thank you to John Kime for joining us. Thank you to Frank Schwab.
Thank you to Jeff for entertaining us about driving a damn spaceship.
Thank you to Jeff just for being out of his mind.
It's going to happen one day.
Yeah, man. I'm rooting for you, Jeff. I really am. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.